Dave?
There isn't perfect concordance in the real world, though. As you can see with the T790M testing, is often discordant between central testing and local testing.
I said the same DNA.
Even the same DNA. Oh. And in T790, it's often due to the difference in the level, the sensitivity of the test.
I think that's because T790 is a resistance mutation, and so it's more heterogeneous than the driver mutations.
But in the real world, I wouldn't be surprised if there were at least a 2-5% discordance rate in commercial laboratories.
Oh, absolutely.
And that makes all the difference in patients, too. But one specific example is I had a patient who I tested for ALK and EGFR and was negative for both, treated him for a long time. It turns out I gave him carbapenem, he did really well, then started to progress, and I sent a Foundation Medicine panel on him. He came back ALK positive. So he's one of these apparent...
He responded to ALK treatment?
And then I gave him crizotinib, and he responded beautifully.
Scary.
So
I mean, but what you don't know is whether that evolved or whether that was always there.
So it turns out that there are now data that about 25% of next-gen positive ALK is FISH negative, and that these people respond to ALK-targeted therapies. So I think we're still learning about the best.
Has that been presented and published?
Yeah, it was presented as a poster last year. Foundation had about 15 cases of this, and they showed clear PET scan responses in these FISH negative, sequence positive ALK cases.
Though there are other cases that are FISH or IHC positive and missed on next-gen sequencing because rearrangements
the rearrangements
are so hard to find on next-gen sequencing.
Right.
It's hard to know what assay is going to trump this.
So we think genetic analysis is absolute. It's black and white. But it turns out that it's not so easy.
Well, and one of the major risks of these assays is the false discovery, right? You find some rare ALK mutation that means nothing, and you're giving your patient crizotinib, but it has no biological meaning. And you get a lot of information from these tests,
right,
which might lead you down the wrong path, not the right path.
Corey?
My big concern, particularly for community oncologists, is this overload of information that is uninterpretable. But ideally, when the for-profit commercial concerns report these results, they should separate actionable abnormalities from maybe future actionable, or at least abnormalities that should be filed away for potential future use. You look at the Foundation report, it's then paired with ongoing clinical trials, most of which are irrelevant to those particular abnormalities. And simple works, and a lot of community oncologists complained about how the data are presented. They're very happy with many of these commercial concerns, which do a lot of the legwork in terms of trying to secure the actual specimens, which are often hard to get.